welcome to the Harmonia podcast, where we dig through mounds of new releases to bring you the very best from the exciting world of early music. I'm Bernard Gordillo, and this week's edition features the Early Opera Company in a performance of John Eccles' The Judgment of Paris, plus American harpsichordist Mitzi Meyerson in Gottlieb Muffat's Componimenti Musicali of 1736.
This hand can I turn, but I cannot decide, so equal a title sure never was tried, so equal a title sure never was tried. This hand can I turn, but I cannot decide, so equal a title sure never was tried, so equal a title sure never was tried. United your beauty, so death of a sight, that lost in a maze, I giddily gaze, confused and overwhelmed with a torrent of light, confused and overwhelmed with a torrent of light, confused and overwhelmed with a torrent of light, confused and overwhelmed with a torrent of light.
John Eccles wrote The Judgment of Paris for a competition held in London at the beginning of the 18th century. He and three notable composers were chosen to set a well-known tale, the story of a shepherd named Paris and his challenge to decide who was the most beautiful goddess, Venus, Pallas, or Juno. As in all competitions, the results were unexpected. John Eccles lost, but as history would have it, he composed the finest of the four settings.
Saturnia. Saturnia, Saturnia, wife of thundering, thundering Jove, of thundering, thundering Jove am I.
The Early Opera Company's new recording of Eccles' work is the only complete one available. Luckily, their performance, led by Christian Kernan, is nothing short of definitive, which includes an excellent cadre of soloists supported by a world-class Baroque orchestra. The recording also features each of the three soprano leads in a performance of a mad song by Eccles as a little something extra and an especially nice touch. Let's move on to a new recording by harpsichordist Mitzi Meyerson performing Gottlieb Muffat's Componimenti Musicali. Gottlieb Muffat was a German Baroque organist and composer. He was also the son of Georg Muffat, arguably the more famous of the two. Nevertheless, Gottlieb was successful in his own right. His collection of harpsichord suites entitled Componimenti Musicali clearly shows that he was a virtuoso capable of creating highly original and spirited music. The collection even had a number of admirers, including George Friedrich Handel, who borrowed ideas from Muffat and applied them to his own compositions. American harpsichordist Mitzi Meyerson is a champion of the lesser-known keyboard composers from the 18th century, a dedication for which she has received critical acclaim. Her latest glossa label release features Gottlieb Muffat's complete Componimenti Musicali of 1736, a tour de force performance of the highest caliber. It is somewhat difficult to put into words the essence of her playing, but there's something immediately striking about her approach, at once poetic, sensuous, muscular, and energetic. Can you ask any more from a great performer? This has been the Harmonia Podcast. Join us next week when we'll present another new release from the exciting world of early music. In the meantime, be sure to visit our website, where you can find information about how to purchase the recordings you've just heard and listen to other recent Harmonia shows and podcasts. Find us online at wfiu.org/Harmonia.